Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Hei. We're beginning three lines from the top with the words Rav Chananya. We're discussing still some of the dinim of the Kiddush Havdalah combination, and Rav Chananya Bar Shalmiya, the Salmide de Rav, these Amorayim, have a Yasve Besuda, so they're one sitting down, Erev Shabbos, having a Suda. As the Rashbam says, it was Erev Shabbos, Verichuba, and the Suda went on until it now was Shabbos. So what do they do in that situation? Now they had a Shamis that was serving them. We had the Lashon the other day, the Ka Alayu, was that Hu Omeid Alihem, that's the Targum of the Hu Omeid Alihem. So he was the servant that was helping them with the meal, but he was a big Talmud Chacham. The Koi Alayu, Rav Hamnuna Saba, the elderly Rav Hamnuna, so he was the one that was taking care of their needs. Amulei, so they said to him, can you please go, Zil Chazi, I Makdish Yoma, see if it is nightfall. In other words, has the sun gone down? And if the sun has gone down, then we will go and make Shabbos. Nafsik will stop the meal, v'nikboi l'shabosa, and we'll declare that it's Shabbos. Now, we had discussed this in previous shiurim, that there is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to continue the meal. As soon as it's Shabbos, you have to remove the tables, oker hashulchan, or at least do prisas mapa, as Rashbam says, at least the dailuchem, by covering it up, the prisas mapa, cover up the food. We talked about this as one of the sources for covering up the lechem mishnah. And then, be mekadesh, go and make the kiddush. So that's what they told this Rav Hamnuna Saba to go see if it's dark, so they can do this. So Rav Hamnuna Saba told them it's not necessary to do that. Lutz richuso. The Rashbam explains, Lahafsik Bakira Shulchan, you don't have to remove the table. You're thinking that you have to separate the weekday, Friday afternoon meal that you're having, remove the table, or at least be Pores the Mapa, and therefore declare that this is the Shabbos meal. It's not necessary to do that. Lo Tzrichuso. Why? Because Shabbosa Kova Nafsha. The Shabbos establishes itself as Shabbos, regardless of whether you're Oker the Shulchan or you're spreading out Befrisas Mapa. Because the Amar Rav, your Rebbe, these were the Talmidei of Rav, so your Rebbe, Rav, has said, Kishem Shah Shabbos Kovas Lemaiser, Kach Shabbos Kovas LeKiddush. Just like when Shabbos starts, the kvius, the requirement to go take off Trumas and Maisers takes effect. Before Shabbos, there is this concept that you can have an Achilas Aroi. You're just plucking a couple of grapes, so then you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisers. But once Shabbos comes, no longer can you have an Achilas Aroi without taking off Trumas and Maisers. You have to have full Trumas and Maisers taken off in order to eat that on Shabbos. So therefore, just like Shabbos, automatically, without you doing anything, it's Koveya in regards to Maiser, so to over here, in regards to the Su'uda, it is Koveya, that it is now Shabbos, and you don't have to do anything. It automatically is now the Shabbos Suda, and you don't have to do anything additional. As Rashbam adds, Sha'asu litom ad shi'kadish. And now it's forbidden for you to eat until you go make Kiddush, according to this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that they seem to be following. Alma misha chashechahi chashuvo achilas Shabbos me'ela. So you don't have to do anything. You just make Kiddush right now because it is automatically Shabbos. That's what Rav Hamnuna Saba taught them. Now, Sovra Minah, they understood from what Rav Hamnuna Saba said, they thought that this applies not only at the start of Shabbos, that Shabbos is Koveya, but at the conclusion of Shabbos, that Shabbos is also Koveya, that it's no longer Shabbos. So they said, Sovra Minah, Kihechi de Kovel Lekiddush, Kach Kovel Havdalah. Just like it works at Shabbos, automatically comes in, they thought Shabbos automatically goes out as well. And therefore, Kachi Tziyosa, the Rashbam says, Kovas li Havdalah, that automatically, Shim Yoshim al Shulchan, the Chashech of Motzi Shabbos, if they were sitting down having Shalashuddis, and now it's dark, so also Lecho ad Shiavdilu. They thought they couldn't continue eating the Shalashuddis anymore until they make Havdalah, because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. But Afa Pishalo of Siku Sudasan, even though they didn't finish eating Shalashuddis, they thought they had to be Poris Mapa. Now, the Bach is not Goris the words Poris Mapa. He says that that's a mistake because you don't really need this Poris Mapa for the conclusion of Shabbos. So we delete that. But Umadil, and then they just make Havdalah in the middle of the meal. She Yitzias Shabbos Osrosum Biachila V'Kovatun Liavdalah. They thought just like at the start of Shabbos, Shabbos comes in as Koveya the Suda. They thought that Shabbos is leaving is also Koveya, that Shabbos is now over and that they can't continue eating the Shalashuddis and that they have to go and immediately do Havdalah before they eat. That's what they thought. Sovra Minah. However, this was wrong. Amalahu Rav Abnan told the Kabidi de Rav and Rav Hanani de Shalmiya, and he said, that's incorrect. Hachim Rav, this is what your Rebbe Rav said. Lekiddush Kovas, however, Velo Lahavdola Kovas. For Kiddush, that works. It is Koveya for Kiddush. But if you're Milah Shalosh Shudas, you can keep on going. How come? What's the reason why Havdola is not Kovas? So the Rashbam explains, the Kivan Shehischil Besuda Shabbos, Mibod Yom. This is Shalosh Shudas that they started eating in the right time. They ate it. They started eating it before the Shkia. So Zehu covered Shabbos. She gomer sudaso. So to finish off that meal is a continuation of Shabbos, and that's the covered for Shabbos. And therefore, they're allowed to even finish the suda afli achar shehirshuch, even though it's after nightfall. Uli achar shegomer sudaso. Yeah, and then after they finish the meal, it could be an hour later. Then they'll go make Havdalah, but they'll have to continue eating the Shalosh Shudas meal that they started before the Shkia. Now, Gemara says, when is this true? Hani mili le'inyan mivsak lo mifafskinan. That's what I just mentioned, that they had started the meal. So if they started the meal, then they don't have to stop the meal. However, avol ischule, but to start the meal, when it's already misha hechshir, that you're not allowed to do. Lo mischalinon. So, and this is halach lemaisa, that you're really supposed to start the shalosh shudas before, according to many, the shkia, others say a little bit later, but one is not allowed to go start a meal when it's already a suffix, is the Shabbos over, not the Ben HaShemoshes period of time, so that you're not allowed to do. Lo is mischalinon. And furthermore, when we said, umivsak, when we said that you have to stop, nami lo amoran el bachila, that which we said that you don't have to stop the meal, that's only talking about when you're having a meal of eating. However, avo b'shasiyah, lo, if you're drinking, then you do have to stop. That's not considered a kviyas. Drinking alone is not considered that you have established a set meal, and therefore, you do have to stop because Shabbos is over. As Rashbam says, that drinking, shasiyah, lav dover choshevu, umafsik umavdu, that you do have to stop. It's not a dover choshev, that's not really a cover for Shabbos, and therefore, you do have to stop. And even with drinking, depends what type. Ushasiya, nami lo amarin, that which we said that drinking you have to stop, that's when you're dealing with something significant. Ela b'chamra b'shichra, when you're dealing with wine or beer, that these things are not significant enough to say that it's covered Shabbos, that you can continue drinking because Shabbos was koveya it, and this is a covered for Shabbos, but they're insignificant enough for that din, but they're significant enough that you have to stop them, as opposed to avomaya, just having a glass of water, less limba. A person could technically have a glass of water before he makes Havdalah. That's not a significant drinking, even though the significant drinking isn't significant enough like a meal, but this is so insignificant that you don't even have to stop if you're having a glass of water, that you're allowed to continue. That's the first opinion that the Gemara says. However, upliga de Rav Huna. Rav Huna disagrees with that. Rav Huna says that even water, the Rav Huna, Chazi l'ha'u gavra, the shosra maya, kodim Havdalah, he saw a person taking a sip of water, taking a little bit of water before Havdalah, and he told him, Amalei, he said to him, how could you do that? Lo mistafi marami askura, aren't you concerned that you're going to get askura? Askura is brought down, is one of the most difficult misos in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin. It is said that of all the different misos that exist, askura is the most difficult one. It's the most painful one. Askra is often translated as diphtheria. It starts off in the me'ayim and it causes some sort of a membrane to come in and have difficulty breathing. So this is a very terrible misa. And he says the punishment for somebody drinking before Havdalah, even water, Rav Huna says, is that you get askra. Aren't you concerned about this? The Tana Mishmei Rabbi Akiva, and this was taught in the name of Rabbi Akiva, call a toim. Klum kodim shiadil. If you eat anything, including even drinking water, before you have Havdalah, misaso biaskura, Rahman al-Islam, a person will die of this horrible death known as askura. So Rav Huna was even makbid not to have a glass of water before Havdalah. Now, ideally, that is the halacha l'maisa. If a person is really desperately thirsty, so then he's allowed to drink a glass of water before Havdalah, but you shouldn't have anything else eating or drinking before Havdalah otherwise. That's how we paskin l'maisa. Now, the Rabbanim, the Beit Ravashi, disagreed with this very strict opinion of Rav Huna and lo kapte amaya. They were not makbid not to have a glass of water before Havdalah. However, the Rashbam points out that's only in regards to Havdalah. Kamei Havdalah, the Rashbam says, for there, they weren't makbid. If they had a glass of water, it was okay. However, avo kamei kidusha, But before the Friday night Kiddush, Kapte Mishum Kovet Shabbos, there they were makbid. Even the Rabbanon from the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi were makbid not to have a glass of water before they made Kiddush on Friday night. And the Rashbam says, so this is the way that we do conduct ourselves. B'shamina nami, shema yusaw din b'shabbos v'hechshech, gomim kol sudosan u'mezamnin v'yachekach mandilin. And the Rashbam tells us, and this is the halacha l'maisa, that if you started shalashudas in the proper time, so you'll have to continue shalashudas. This is the custom in many places, that they have a long shalashudas. It goes well beyond the zman for Shabbos. Shabbos is long over, but they're still saying ritzei in the benching. It's still considered Shabbos. They're not allowed to do malacha until they say baruch hamavdim ben kodesh l'chol. So they're not allowed to go and do any work. It still is considered Shabbos. Okay. Gemara says, "Boy, mine Ravina, mi Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Ravina is Rav Nachman Yitzchok." The following shaila: Mi shelo kiddush be'erev Shabbos. If a person, for whatever the reason, wasn't able to make kiddush on Friday night, he had no wine. Chazal set up that we're supposed to make kiddush on wine. The kiddush that we make by Chulah Shemayim in the Shemona Esrei technically fulfills the Chiyuv Daraisa to be Mekadish to Shabbos. But however, Chazal said that we should be Mekadish to Shabbos on wine. Big machlokas. Does that mean that Chazal uprooted the effect of saying by Chulu in the Shemona Esrei to say that that's not being Mekayim the Mitzvah Daraisa, or that they also just established a Mitzvah Darabanan that you should be Mekadish al Hayayin? In any event, the question that Ravina asked from Rav Nachman Yitzchok is, a person did not go and make Kiddush on Friday night, can he still make Kiddush on Shabbos during the day? Now, we always, of course, do make Kiddush Shabbos during the day. What is he talking about? So the question here is the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Bari Priya Goffin that we make, that's called Kiddusha Derabba, the great Kiddush that we make on Shabbos morning or after davening on Shabbos. So that is Midirabbanan. That is a Bari Priya Goffin, technically. Now, the question that Ravina is asking is, if you didn't make the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos on Friday night, can you go and say that bracha with Vayichulu, if you didn't say Vayichulu, and say Mekadesh HaShabbos in addition to your Bari Priya Goffin on Shabbos morning? We'll get to the answer to this question in a second. I realize I wanted to do the bottom Tosos over here. It's a very important Tosos that goes back on the Askra. And it says, why Bedafka, Tosos says, did a person get Askra if he drinks water, according to the opinion of the Dvei Rav Ashi, the Beis Medrash Rav Ashi, only for Friday night if you drink water, but according to the stricter opinion of Huna, even if you drink water before Avdallah, you get Askra. So the bottom Tosa says, this is a brisa, the kolatorim misoso be Askra. If you taste something, even just have a glass of water, that you get the mis of Askra, is a classical example of mida kineged mida. This principle that God punishes us or treats us in the same way that we do, mida kineged mida, the way you act is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards you, is one of the fundamental principles of Pesach. That it says, Vayishma Yisro, what did Yisro hear? So he heard everything that happened in Mitzrayim, and he saw the Yad Hashem by the mida kineged mida aspect of all the makos, the Mitzrayim bathed in the blood of Jewish babies and threw the babies into the Nilus, so therefore they were punished with the makah of Dam, the first makah, that the Nilus turned to blood, and that they didn't have water. So this aspect of Mida Keneged Mida is one of the fundamental principles by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So why Bedavka do you get Askra if you drink before Kiddush, or possibly even before Havdalah, a glass of water? So he brings down that the water is Masbia Grono. It satisfies your throat. And therefore, since you inappropriately satisfied your throat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yechonek, he goes and chokes you in this fashion. But askra b'mokum chenek, and askra takes the place of this chenek. As the Gemara in Ksubas tells us, mishin is chayev chenek. Nowadays that we don't have the arba mises based, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people sometimes in some way that's related to their transgressing one of the arba misos. So if a person is, rechmon l'slan, doing a sin for which he normally would get mises based in of chenek, of being choked to death in the way that the Gemara describes in Sanhedrin, so Mishin is chayev chenek, so what will happen to him? O tovei abinar, he drowns in the water. O meis bisrunchi, or he dies with srunchi. And srunchi, hainu askra, that's the word that the Gemara uses to describe askra in some places. In any event, I just wanted to go over that Tosos. Now we get back to our question quickly. Ravina asks of Nachman Yitzchok, if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, can you make Kiddush on Shabbos during the day? So, Omalei, Rav Nachman Yitzchok says to him, yes. Mida Amre b'nei Rabbi Chia, since the children of Rabbi Chia said as follows, Mishalo hivdil b'motzi Shabbos, mavdil v'holech kol ha-Shabbos kulo, hochanami, Mishalo kiddush b'erev Shabbos, mekadish v'holech kol yom kulo. The Bnei Rav Chiya said as follows: if a person doesn't make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, so he didn't lose the opportunity. We Halacha Lamai say he doesn't make the Bari Minya B'Samim anymore. He doesn't make the Bari Minya Re'esh. Those are specifically for Matzei Shabbos, Saturday night. Those are the only times you make those additional brachas of Bari Minya B'Samim, because your Neshama Yisera has left us, and the Bari Minya Re'esh, we learned previously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Adam Arishon fire. He taught him how to rub two sticks together, so to say. He taught him how to make fire on Matzei Shabbos. So we commemorate that with the Bari Minya B'Samim and the Bari Minya Re'esh. So that you only do on Saturday night. But if you didn't make Havdalah, you didn't say Amavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, so that you can still do. The Bnei Rav Chiya said, Mavdil V'Holech Kol HaShabbos Kulo. Now Shabbos here means the entire week. Obviously you don't do this on Shabbos. So as the Rashbam brings that over here, we're going to learn this means Ad Revi'i B'Shabbos Kil Kamon. We're going to learn tomorrow's year that this means until Tuesday night going into Wednesday. Because you can divide the week up in two ways. You can divide the week up into Sunday being Yom Rishon, Monday being Yom Sheni, or you can divide the week up that Shabbos is in the middle of the week, not at the end of the week. So the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are pre-Shabbos, and the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are post-Shabbos. And this has halacha l'maisa ramifications in a number of ways, including over here for Abdullah, halacha l'maisa. If a person didn't have ability to make Abdullah on a cup of wine, he couldn't say Baruch HaMavda Ben Kodesh L'Chol on wine, so then he can still do this Sunday. And that's what we do, for example, on Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday and we don't make Havdalah on Saturday night, so then on Sunday night we make Havdalah, but we don't make the Bari Nir Samim and we don't make the Bari Mi'ari Eish. We just say Bari Pri Agofen HaMavda Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So that is the halacha lemaisa that you can still go. He says, holy, call a Shabbos Kula. The Rashbam explains it doesn't mean the entire week. It means till the end of the way that we structure the week with Shabbos in the middle, which means until Tuesday afternoon going into Wednesday. So just like you have a makeup period of time for Havdalah, so they learned out, Hochanami here too, that if you couldn't do the saying of Kiddush on Friday night, you have all day Shabbos to say it as well. Makadish Holech Kol Hayom Kulo. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel actually has the gears over here a little bit different. He says that the Bnei Rav Chiya said, Mishlo Hivdil B'Matzei Shabbos, Mavdu V'Holech Kol Hayom Kulo, that the person can do all of Sundays in makeup. That's more parallel to that if you can't do it Friday night, you can do it all day Shabbos morning. So just like if you can't do the Havdalah on Saturday night, you have all day Sunday to go and do it. In any way, the Rabbeinu Chananel is a little bit more parallel over here. The idea is that they said, Rav Nachum Yitzchak said, that you have the makeup period of time. If you can't make Kiddush on Friday night, you do in fact say, Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'Chol, in your Shabbos morning Kiddush. That's what Rav Nachum Yitzchak said to Ravina, but Ravina didn't like this. Eisvei, Ravina says, wait a second, how can that be? I have another braisa that disagrees with you. Leile Shabbos v'leile Yom Tov, on Friday nights and on the evening of Yom Tov, so there, yesh b'hem kedusha ala kos, you make Kiddush on a cup of wine. And likewise, v'yesh b'hem haskara v'birchas hamazon, we say the special mention of the day in the benching. So for Shabbos we say Ritzei, and for Yom Tov we say Yalav Yavol. So that's on Friday night or the night of Yom Tov. You do both. You make Kiddush, and you as well add in the benching, the Ritzei slash Yalav Yavol. But on the day of Shabbos or the day of Yom Tov, Shabbos v'Yom Tov, ein b'hem kiddush ala kos, there is no Kiddush that you formally have to make. Again, me the Rabbanan, we do make Kiddush, but there is no chiyuv really to say Kiddush again. But you still do have the chiyuv to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, respectively, in the Shabbos or Yom Tov benching. So, Ein Behem Kiddush Kedusha Ala Kos, no Kiddush requirement, but you still say the Yesh Behem Haskara, the Birchas Hamazon, you say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, respectively. Now, that's the Brisa that Ravina brought down. He said, if you are correct, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, so then this Brisa should have said, V'soka Daitach, if what you're saying is correct, Mishlo Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, Mekadish Rolo Kol Yom Kulo, that if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night or the Leil of Yom Tov, you still have the makeup period of time, the day of Yom Tov, the day of Shabbos, so then this Brisa should have said, Shabbos Yom Tov Nami Mishkachas Lehu, that you still have the opportunity over here to sometimes make Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Brisa said, never Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it seemed to say. The Brisa said that Shabbos Yom Tov, Ein Behem Kiddush Ala Kos, it seemed to imply period. But according to what you're telling us, you should have sometimes Mishkachas Lehu, the Yesh Behem Kiddush Ala Kos, because the Ilo Kiddush Me'urta, if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night or the night of Yom Tov, so then Mekadish Lamochi, you still have the makeup opportunity. Why didn't the Brisa mention that if you're correct? Therefore, Ravina tells Rav Nachum Yitzchak, you're incorrect. Amalei Reb Nachman Yitzchak says, no, I'm correct, because the E lo ktani. This is what if. This is a rare situation that if, in fact, it turns out, for whatever the reason, extenuating circumstances, you were not able to make the Kiddush on Friday night or on the night of Yom Tov, then D'i, if that happens, then you'd make it the next day. The Brice is not talking about D'i. The Brice is not talking about the what-if scenarios. D'i, lo ketani. So therefore, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, this Brice is not a kasha on me. This Brice is talking about the normal situation. The normal situation is there is no Kiddush on the day of Shabbos, the day of Yom Tov, and therefore, this Brisa doesn't pose any problem to me. And in fact, the halacha that I stated, that if, in fact, you couldn't make Kiddush on the night of Yom Tov or Friday night, so then you do have the chiyuv to go make the Kiddush, Baruch Mekadosh HaShabbos, Baruch Mekadosh HaSov Yasmanim, on Shabbos or Yom Tov during the day. Ravina asks again. Ravina says, Eisvei, I got another Brisa that seems to slug you up. The Braisa tells us, Kovod Yom u Kovod Laila. Now, Kovod Yom, Kovod Laila are expressions, the Rashbam says, that we use for Megodim, for delicacies that we eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, the Rashbam explains, the very bottom of Rashbam, Im Ein Lo Yayin Harbi, if a person doesn't have a lot of wine, for both the Suda on the nighttime of Shabbos Yom Tov and the daytime of Shabbos Yom Tov, Omine Megodim, or he doesn't have a lot of delicacies, what should you do? You have enough for one of the two meals. So should you have them on Friday night or should you have them on the Shabbos lunch meal? So he brings down Kovod Yom for Kovod Laila. When you have a choice, you only can give the delicacies, this Megodim or this wine, at one of the two meals. Let's stick with Friday night, but the same thing applies with Yom Tov. You can have it either Friday night or Leil Yom Tov, or you can have it Shabbos morning or Yom Tov morning. So the Braisa says, Kavod Yom Kodem. The day meal is more important than the night meal. And if you have a Dover Choshev, you're supposed to have it during the day meal. If you have a bigger challah, for example, you're supposed to have it during the day meal. Now, obviously, if you have more guests on Friday night, so then you can take out the bigger challah. But it's talking here about when you have a delicacy, you have something special, and you only have one of them, it's preferable to have it at the Shabbos morning meal, the Yom Tov morning meal, rather than the Friday night meal or the Yom Tov night meal. Kovod Yom Kodem. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he uses the expression Kore Tagar, he laments, and says that people don't know this then, and that people seem to give more honor sometimes to the Friday night meal than they do to the Shabbos morning, Shabbos lunch meal, and that is incorrect, min hadin. Now, if you have Baruch Shem, enough for both, so then you're certainly supposed to make your Friday night meal fantastic as well. However, if the choice is you only have one special thing, and it could either be on the Friday night or the Shabbos lunch meal, so in general, it's preferable to have it for the Shabbos lunch meal. Kovod Yom Kodem. Now, that's the case when you're dealing with Megodim, you're dealing with extra wine. What happens if you only have one cup of wine? Now, your choice is Friday night to make Kiddush or Shabbos to make Kiddush. Which one should you do? B'mein lo ela kos echad, you literally only have one cup of wine. So then, in this situation, Omer Olav, and we turn to the Amud Beis, in this situation, you go and say, Kiddush Hayom. You make the Kiddush. Now, Kiddush Hayom here means Kiddush for Friday night. As the Rashbam says, Kiddush Hayom means Kiddush Halayla, Shemakachin es Hayom. It's all about the Kiddush that you make for the day of Shabbos, but you make it Friday night, and you do that ala kos balayla, kodem lekovod yom. And that takes priority over the fact that you should save wine for the daytime rather than for the nighttime if you have extra wine. So when you have extra wine, you have one extra cup of wine. So then use it for the Shabbos lunch meal, for the day meal on Shabbos. But if you only have one cup of wine, so then you should make Kiddush on a Friday night, and this way you'll take the precedence of Kiddush Hayom, being Mekadesh Shabbos, takes the precedence over Kovod Hayom. Kovod Hayom is the expression that we use for the extra stuff that you're having for the meal, the extra kovod that you're giving to Shabbos. So here, that doesn't have as much priority as Kiddush on Friday night. Why? Because the aspect of making Kiddush on Friday night takes precedence to the aspect that normally the Shabbos meal is given the better food, the better wine, for example, than the Friday night. And we have in parentheses, Ukovud Laila, so that's deleted by some, but it's not incorrect because it also, the Kiddush Hayom would also take effect to make Kiddush on Friday night. It also takes precedence over Kovod Laila. So if a person wanted to have a drink later at night, so or drink during the meal, he only has one cup of wine. No, you use it for Kiddush at the beginning of the meal and not for any point later in time. Now, that's the Braisa that Ravina brings down. What's the Kasha on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? So he says to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, if you are correct that the Friday night is If you can't make Kiddush Friday night, then make Kiddush on Shabbos, so then why don't we just do over here? Vimis, if you're correct, Lishavke ad lemochar, save the cup of wine, don't use it up on Friday night, make Kiddush with Mekadesh HaShabbos, as well as the Bar Pirik Ofen, on Shabbos morning at your Shabbos lunch meal, and this way you'll do both. The Le'aved Be'tarte. You'll make Kiddush, which you're saying you can make up the Kiddush, and also you'll give Kavra Yom. So with the same one cup of wine, you can make Kiddush during the Shabbos day, as well as have Kavra Yom. Why not do it that way? If you're correct, you should be able to do it that way. So what does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak respond? So Amalei, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, because you want to do a mitzvah in the opportune time. You want to do a mitzvah as soon as you can. And the Rashbam brings down what we had early in the Masechta, that that's why you're allowed to go and be makdir, the chelev, and the evarim from the Shabbos sacrifices on Shabbos itself. Even though technically you're allowed to do the haktaras, the emurin, the haktaras of the sacrificial fats on Matzei Shabbos, and one would have said, why be mechal Shabbos to do them on Shabbos, when you're able to do the Matzah Shabbos? So here we say, no, since it's allowed to be Makriv on Shabbos, so you're also allowed to do the Akhtaris Emurim on Shabbos itself, and the Evarim on Shabbos itself. Ein mamsinin lahem b'Shabbos ashtetchach, and you bedavka do not have to wait. And this is based upon the pasuk Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, to tell us that the Ola of Shabbos is allowed to be brought on Shabbos, Hilkach, because of this Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you want to do the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity, so you're even allowed to do the Haktoras Emurim on Shabbos. So to over here, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita says do the Kiddush on Friday night, and don't save it to have both Kiddush and Kavod Hayom on Shabbos during the lunch meal. The Gemara says, Umi amrinon Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Is this really true? This concept of Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is a very nice idea, but is it true? After all, well, Tanya, we learned in another brisa, Hanichnas lebeso b'motzi Shabbos. We had this previously, that if a person comes home on Motzi Shabbos after he davened in shul, Mavarech alayayin, he makes Avdalah. So he makes first the Bar Piyak Ofen, and then he makes Al Hamor, he makes the Bori Min Mi'orei Ha'esh, and then he makes Ve'ala B'Sam and the Bari Minim B'Sam. Now, this is not the order that we do it. This Brisa, as we will later on see, goes, we had this discussion the other day, this goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Remember, we had a Machlokas with Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda according to Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says that you make the Maor first, and then you make the Besamim. We, of course, do it the other way. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Beis Hillel. But in this price, it goes like the opinion of Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you make the Bar Piyah Gofen first, you make the Bar Mi'or Reish, then you make the Bar Mi'or Besamim, and then, V'yachakach Omer Abdullah. Then you say, Baruch Hamav Devin Kodesh L'chol, and you do this all a la kos, over the cup of wine. That's when you have, Baruch Hashem, enough wine for the Malava Malka, for benching a la kos for the Malava Malka, as well as for the Havdalah. However, v'im ein lo ela kos echad, if you only have one cup of wine, and now you're in a quandary, what should you do? If you make Havdalah now, then you're not going to have a cup of wine to bench when you make Malava Malka. So what should you do? So in this situation, v'im ein lo ela kos echad, manicho ad liachar mozon, so you save it until you bench. In other words, you go and eat before Havdalah, which you're normally not allowed to do. We just said not even how to have a glass of water, according to some. They're so strict that you can't even have a glass of water, according to Rav Huna, before Havdalah. Here it says you have your whole Malava Malka before Havdalah, Menicho Adli Achar Mosul, because you only have one cup of wine and you don't have any choice, EF, sure, any other way. And then, Umashal Shalon Kulan Achrav, and then you make all of them after the Birchas HaMazon. So what do you do in this situation? You go and bench Al HaKos, and then you make the Yayin, the Bori Mori Eish, according to Beis Shammai, then the Besamim, and then Hamav Devin Kodesh L'chol. So you mishalshel it, you all chain it together, you all put it all together, and you do this, as the Rashbam says, Li'acha Birchas HaMazon. So you do the Yayin Ner Besamim Havdalah, Kebeis Shammai, Alib the Rav Yehuda, and v'lo amar, and we don't say, this is the question, v'lo amar chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. We don't say, do Havdalah as soon as you can. We say, no, in this situation, go and eat your malava malka, have your meal, go and bench, and then do Havdalah. So the kasha that we're asking now on Rav Nachman Yitzchak is, you telling me that chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. So here we see, d'lo mavdu mikamei mozon, d'havia Shas Havdalah. We don't say this principle of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We say, first have the Malava Malka, and then do the Mitzvah of Havdalah. Kasha on Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Amalei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, to whoever asks him this Kasha, the Gemara is asking him the Kasha, so he says, no, you're wrong, Amalei. First of all, he says, Ano lo chakimo ano. The Rashban explains, he says, Lo amina lo midatoy. I didn't make this up on my own, this concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That wasn't me because I'm such a smart person. And then he adds, Lo chozo ana. And Rashi says, I'm not a magid. He's not a navi. I didn't make this up on my own. Furthermore, the gersa that we have is, Ella gamarna visadrona ana. Ella, I am a person who learned the Gemara, and I'm following, putting together the order of the benching in this situation with Havdalah, the way my Rebbeim taught me. That's the first shot in the Rashban. He says, Sadrona means Misader Shmuosai, Lefnei Rabosai. I would say over what I learned from my Rebbeim back in front of my Rebbeim, and this way I know that I'm saying it right. Kach Meforesh Rebbeinu Shlomo. This is what the Rashban says, that Rashi, the great Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, this is what my Zayda said. However, Uvatamideh Rabbeinu Yitzchak, however, the Rashban brings down a second shot, a little bit different girsa. This is according to the girsa that we have. That's what Rashi says. However, the Rashban says, Kotsav, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the following, Hachi Garsinon. First he says, Lo Chakimo, like we said, but then he adds, in addition to Mistam of Lo Choza, he says, Lo Gamarona Ana. And I'm also not a person that just learns Gemara. Ella Misadrona Ana. I chew up the Gemara and I arrange it and I set it up. The Nira Li, Pirish Adav, the Rashbam says, Kein lo chachimo anu, lo mar masho, arti mi atzmi. I don't say things on my own. Mikadish vohola kol hayom kulo. I didn't make up that statement that if you don't make the Kiddush Friday night, then you do it Shabbos morning. I didn't make that up. V'gam l'taritz chaviv l'mitzvah shaita. I didn't make that up. V'lo gemara anu anu. I don't just say over things that I learned. It's not that I heard this once and that's what I think I'm remembering. I arrange it. Kol sidre brachos kiddush v'avdolah nasati leiv b'hem levareres kulam. I sat and learned all these halachos and I arranged them in front of my rebbeim. And lo nisya shafti ach amadti ali korin. And I didn't leave until I got it straight. V'al sidron l'horos l'olam came. And therefore I'm saying to you, this is the halacha. That is what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak responds. And he says, V'chein morim v'vei midrash shekabasi. And in fact, the Beis Medrash, they paskin like what I'm telling you. I didn't get it on my own. I got it from my rabbeim. And this is in fact halacha l'maisa. And he says, this principle of chaviva mitzvah v'shaita is a true principle. So how come on Friday night we say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that we want to make the Kiddush B'davka on Friday night, even though there is a makeup opportunity on Shabbos, but we don't seem to say that by the Havdalah, that you don't say mitzvah chaviva b'shaita, that you should make the Havdalah first, and then, okay, you'll have Malav Malka, and you won't have a coast to bench with. The two things are different. He says, Shiny lon bein ayula yoma liafuki yoma. There's a big difference between Friday night and Matzei Shabbos. What is that? Ayula yoma, when you're entering into Shabbos, kol kamo de kaminon lei odif. When you can make the Kiddush as soon as possible, you want to do that because you're being makadish to Shabbos. You're in a rush to accept the Shabbos Malkasa. So you want to go and make Kiddush as soon as you possibly can. So you don't delay and say, well, we'll do the Kiddush Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos. You only do it on Shabbos morning if you can't do it on Friday night. So there's a chiv to go and do the Kiddush as soon as you possibly can because you want to accept the Shabbos Malkasa. So on Friday night, Ayula Yomo, when Shabbos is entering, kol kama the mekadminon lei odiv. You want to do it as soon as you can because this shows umechavavinon lei. It shows how much you love the Shabbos. So therefore, you do it as soon as possible. Mitzvah chaviva b'shaita. However, afuke yoma, when Shabbos is leaving, we want to cherish every second of the Shabbos. You're not supposed to rush the Shabbos out. You want to delay the Shabbos. That's why the minhag is that you delay Shalosh Shudos. You have it go on and on and on. People daven Maariv late, as opposed to people are always rushing to daven Maariv. Yeah, I can't wait to get rid of Shabbos. The right approach is, let's keep Shabbos as long as we can. So afuke yoma, when we're leaving the Shabbos, machrinah, we do everything possible to delay the Shabbos of leaving. Whenever we have a choice between doing something and Havdalah, we usually do the other thing first and Havdalah afterwards, so you can delay the Shabbos as much as possible. It shouldn't look like it's a burden upon you. Ketuna is a masui, that it's a heavy burden on a person. So we don't want to say, let's get rid of this burden as soon as we can. No, you want to keep the Shabbos. It's a wonderful thing. And that's why Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that on Friday night, mitzvah chaviva b'shaita, but lav davka on Matzei Shabbos, we say, rush to do the Havdalah. No, in this situation, when you only have one cup, so then delay, have the Havdalah later on, but first, go and have your Malav HaMalka because We don't apply the rule of mitzvah chaviva v'shaita in that situation because we want to keep the Shabbos as long as we can. Now, that answers up the kasha on Rav Nachman Yitzchak, but this brisa we brought down has eight things that we learn from it. Shema mina mia masnisa tamne. From this brisa, we can learn out eight specific things. What are they? The Rashbam explains each one. So, number one, shema mina hamavdil b'tfila tzarech sheyavdil al hakos. Even though you, Mistama David Mariv, we're talking here, the guy comes home from shul, so he said, Atachon Antonu in the Shemon Esrei. So nevertheless, even though a person said, in the Shemon Esrei, Atachon Antonu, nevertheless, you still have to go make Havdalah HaKos. As the Rashbam says, it says, the Kani, Hanichnas L'Beisav, Motzi Shabbos, Mavdil, so you make Havdalah, the Afagav, the Stam B'nei Yod, Mavdil Mitfil, even though he said it in Shemon Esrei. So point number one is, even though you were Mavdil in the Shemon Esrei, you still make Havdalah al HaKos. We do both. Number two, that birchas hamazon ideally should be made ala kos, because if you don't need a kos for birchas hamazon, so make the havdalah first and then eat your meal, have your malava malka, and bench without a kos. So therefore, ideally, the saying of benching requires a kos. Bracha tuuna kos. Birchas hamazon requires a kos. As an aside, there are lenient opinions which many people rely upon that we only make Birchas HaMazon Ala Kos when we have 10 people. So then there's a minhag to go make Birchas HaMazon Ala Kos. However, it really is brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it's preferable that you should, whenever you have a Zimun, that you should make Birchas HaMazon Ala Kos. There is even an opinion that says even if you're benching by yourself, you make Birchas HaMazon Ala Kos. Certainly, the commonly accepted minhag is that you don't make Birchas HaMazon Ala Kos if you're benching by yourself, but many people do when they have a zimun, as it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Ideally, you should try to make birchas hamazon ala kos, albeit there are opinions that say you're not mechuyev to do so, but nobody says it's wrong to do so. And many have the custom that if they have 10 people, they make birchas hamazon ala kos. But again, the correct, more halachically correct, albeit not often practiced custom, is to go make birchas hamazon ala kos whenever you make a zimun. In any event, that's point number two. Bracha to una kos. Birchas hamazon requires a kos. Number three, Ushmamino, kos shel bracha tzoroshir, that there is a minimal requirement, or revius, for a kos shel bracha. So you're using this kos shel bracha in this situation, which is a revius lug, the Rashbam points out, the lo tem ahachi, because if you don't say that there's a minimal shir, so then the tzoroshir, lechalki letre. So then, what's your problem? You have one cup of wine, use half of the revius for the havdalah, and the other half of the revius for the benching ala kos. So obviously, if you only have one revius of wine, so you see from this brisa that there is a shir. Shmamino kosher bracha tzoros shir. That's number three. Number four, ushmamino hamavarech tzoros yitom. You must taste it over here, because as the Rashbam points out, if you don't have to taste it, so then make havdalah ala kos, but don't taste it, and then save the kos for benching, and then you'll go and use the kos and you'll drink it after benching. So from the fact that we only have one revius here, and you can't use it for both, it must be that you must drink it. And once you drink it after the first time, so then you no longer have revius for the second kos shel bracha. So that's number four. Shmamino hamavarech tzorech lito. Number five, ushmamino ta'amo pegamo. That if you go and taste the wine, in other words, if you take some of it, you now have what's called a kos pogum. A kos pogum lechatchila should not be used for a bracha. So in this situation, if you were to taste some of the wine, you have to taste some of the wine when you made havdalah. So therefore, the kos is now what's called a kos pogum, and therefore you can't use it to you as the kos shel bracha for birchas hamazon. Tosus points out the ways to correct this. You can add some water to it, add some more wine to it. Here we don't have any more wine to it, so let's say we don't have any more wine or any other liquid to add to it, so it still will remain a kos pogum. Number six, ushmamino tom mavdil. Despite the fact that the person ate, as the Rashbam says over here, afu bish ochal, here he had no choice, so he had to have his malava malka first. Nevertheless, the din is you're still allowed to do havdalah. And this is as opposed to the opinion, diklaman diomer, the Rashbam says, that we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, tom enom avdil. So there is an opinion that says, if you ate before havdalah, so then you're not allowed to make havdalah that night. You have to make havdalah Sunday in the morning. You're not allowed to make it on Matzei Shabbos. So this opinion and this brisa goes against that. Shema minah, tom, even though you ate, mavdil, you still let make havdalah. Now we turn to kuvavo min aleph. Number seven, the seventh thing we learn, ushma minah, omer shtei kedushas al kos echad. We had a whole discussion the other day about ideally you're not supposed to make two separate ideas on one kos. So here you're making benching and you're making the Havdalah on one kos. You shouldn't do that. But when e'efshar, when you have no choice, like we paskin the other day, so too this is brought down from this price. Shema mina, om shtei kedushos al kos echad. If you have no choice, you're allowed to make both the benching and the Havdalah on the same cup. And finally, Shema mina number 8, the Tamne, the 8th one, Ushma mina, beshami omrim, Beishamayhi v'alibah Rabbi Yehuda, that this is the opinion of Beishamay according to the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, as we pointed out, because he said that the order is Yayin and then Bari Moriah Eish and then Bari Mine B'Samim, not like Beis Hillel who says Bari Mine B'Samim and then Bari Moriah Eish and then the Havdalah. So therefore, this price goes according to the opinion of Beishamay as understood by Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, wait a second, Ta'amo Pagamo, that which we said, that if you go and drink a little bit of the wine, it becomes a kos pogum and can't be used for kosher bracha l'chatchila. And that which you say, the kosher bracha tzarashir, that which you listed, that a kosher bracha must have a revius, those two are the same thing. Chodah milsi, you learn one from the other. Because, v'hochi kamar, what this is saying, it's not really two separate things, it's really one combined idea. Because, my taima tamo pigamo, why is it that if you taste it, it becomes a kos pogum? Because, mishum, the kos shabrachot, shor shir, because you require a shir. So therefore, you now have less than the shir. The shir is a revius, you only have exactly revius. As soon as you taste it, so it's now a kos pogum, and you don't have the shir left, and therefore, that two things are the same. It's not two separate things. The shma mina there is teaching me one thing, not two things, because the kos pogum, by definition, means that you now have less than the shear. And that's why it's no good. But lav dafka, do you learn the din of kos pogum from here? The reason why it's pogum, he's saying, is because you have less than the shear. But let's say you had a revius and a half, and you only drank up the half of the revius, so now you still have a revius left. Lav dafka, that you'd learn out from here the din of kos pogum. Not that Tosus points out that you disagree with this din of kos pogum, but he says you can't necessarily learn it, Rav Ashi says, from over here. While we're discussing a kos pogum, we'll have three quick opinions as to what some of the Amorayim felt was making something into something that is kos pogum and shouldn't be used l'chachila for kosher bracha. So Rav Yaakov Baridi kopid a chatzpa pigima. He wouldn't even take from a chatzpa. A chatzpa means some sort of a jug. So if somebody drank from this jug, from this pitcher, so he already said you can't use that for kosher bracha. Ravidi Bar Shisha kopid a kasa pigima. He said, no, it's only about a cup, but if you're drinking from the larger container, so forget about hygiene, they're just talking about kos pogum, that doesn't make it into a kos pogum potential problem. And Mar Bar Rav Ashi kopid afilu a chavita pigimta. He would have, even if it was a barrel, before I should point out, it's a small barrel over here, it's not a large barrel. Rashbam says, chavoyos kitanos, from a small barrel, so that ruins the entire barrel from making a kosher bracha. But if it's dealing with a large barrel, and somebody drank from it, that wouldn't make it into a barrel that is pogum. You could still take from there for a kosher bracha. With this, we conclude today's shir.